Hi, and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the only show that's focused on developing on the Office 365 platform. I'm your host, Richard DeZeriga, and today we're going to do some interesting debugging with Office add-ins. So as we introduce add-ins to new platforms, we start to get more challenges for developers to try to debug what might be going wrong in some of those add-ins. So think about trying to debug an Office add-in running on maybe an iPad or on a Mac client. Well, that's what we're going to try to solve today. Visual Studio provides kind of the premier experience for debugging add-ins, but that really is focused on debugging on the Win32 client of Office or in Office Online. So for that gap, for some of those other clients that are more challenging to debug, we have a really cool open source solution that some people at Microsoft have helped kind of put together. So what I'm going to introduce is something called Vorlon.js. And this is something that was developed within the DX organization that I'm a part of. And it's ultimately a remote debugging tool for be able to debug web content that's running remotely, right? And so Office add-ins, obviously, it's something that's built with web technologies. So we can use this remote debugging tool in order to debug those add-ins wherever they might run. So we'll have a link to the repository for this, but this is, again, it's open source, it's out on GitHub, Vorlon.js, and this uses sockets behind the scenes to be able to kind of do all the real-time debugging that you'll see we'll be able to do. But ultimately, it has a really good instructions here on what you need to do to get everything going. So in terms of kind of pulling this down, it has all the instructions you might want, including how you might easily deploy this to Azure if you wanted to actually deploy some of these debugging tools so that you can debug your applications. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna jump in, I'm gonna show you a few kind of key things that you would want to change in this configuration once you maybe pull down this repo and wanna use it to debug add-ins. I'm gonna show you a few quick manipulations you wanna do and then how you actually use it to debug some of the add-ins. So I'm going to jump over to Visual Studio Code where I just have, this is the exact same repository we were just looking at, but I have it expanded a little bit. Inside the server folder, there is a config.json, and I know that's probably a little bit hard to see, so I'll zoom in here. But you can see I have this config.json, and that's really the configuration for this Vorlon.js process that we're going to have running. And if I go in here, there's a few really important settings that we're going to want to work and manipulate for add-ins. The first is, you can see that I have some properties called use SSL. Well, add-ins require that any web content that gets loaded in it is secured by SSL. And so this is a setting that we're going to want to make sure we set to true. By default, it's going to be set to false, and therefore it's going to have trouble being able to run within the add-in framework. The second thing is we've had some really good contributors to Vorlon.js, and they've actually introduced a plugin specifically for Office add-ins. So if you look down here at the bottom, I have this plugins area, and there's lots of different plugins, and you can turn these on and off, but ultimately I want to turn on the Office plugin. You can see that here down at the bottom, and if I scroll over just a little bit, you can see that it has an enabled flag that's set to true. And I'll show you kind of what this does. It'll actually change the experience within Vorlon.js so that I can get really nice, strongly typed debugging against the office.js stuff. All right, so that's kind of the setup for this. In terms of actually running it, once you actually have this pulled down, it's incredibly simple. You just do an npm start. So it uses Node Package Manager to help kind of run everything. And then it's ready to go. So I actually have already loaded this. Here's what happens. You can notice that I'm just running on localhost. It's localhost 1337 in this point. And it actually gives you a lot of information right when you come to the dashboard for Vorlon.js. It says, if you want to start remote debugging, you want to include a script on your pages. So you can see here, I have this script that is it just references that I want to put inside of my my pages. And that's exactly what I've done. I've taken this script tag and simply put that in all of my add-in markup pages. So if I go to just a really quick sample that I threw together in Visual Studio, you can see I have a reference to Vorlon.js. If I go to any page in this add-in, again, it's going to have a reference to that Vorlon.js. What that's going to do is when I load my add-in and that script gets loaded in the page, it's going to start talking to this background Vorlon process and send all the live kind of debugging information over sockets. And so this is a really cool process. Let's actually give it a run. So what I'm going to do is launch this. This is going to launch in Excel. And I want you to also, as I do this, watch the actual Vorlon site here that I have that I'm running locally. As soon as my add-in gets loaded, what we'll see within the Vorlon.js kind of dashboard here is that I should see my client load. And there it is. You can see I have one Windows client that's connected. So this will actually show me all the different clients that I have connected to this add-in. And if I have a multiple and I need to figure out which is which, one of the cool things it has is this little identify client button. So here's my add-in that's loaded, and if I click on identify client, you can see it actually, through sockets, it's actually talking to my add-in running in Excel, which is really neat. I can go and actually specify and see which client we're looking at. Now, once I'm in Vorlon.js and I want to actually debug, this is very similar to using the tools that you might have in a browser, so using like the F12 developer tools. So what I'll do is here is just to give you one example, I'll go maybe to the header of this page. So you can see as I hover over things, it shows me where I'm at. But I can actually manipulate the DOM. So if I wanted to come in here and say bind to data, and I'll say bind to data quickly, you can see it automatically updates that in my add-in. So this is pretty neat. We're not really seeing the true remote power of this, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. But it starts to give me a lot more capability for debugging scenarios. Now, I mentioned that there is a plugin that's specific to Office, so let me show you that here really quickly. I'll just kind of expand this so we can see it a little bit better. And across the top, you'll see all the different plugin tabs for Vorlon. And you can see I have things like an Object Explorer, I have some different things for network monitoring. But if you look over to the side, I actually have an Office add-in tab. And if I look at that, you can see I'm running Excel, it's using the 1.2 version of Office.js, and I can see all the different strongly typed properties that my document has. And I can go through here, I can change these. In fact, I can even call into functions that Office.js provides. So a really simple example might be, let me get the data that's selected in a cell. So I'll go back over to my worksheet here, and I'll just say, hello, Dev Show. And with that cell selected, I should be able to read that using Vorlon.js. So I'm going to zoom in here just a little bit. Here is get selected data async. That's a function that's on the Office.js object model. It's under document. And if I select get selected data async, over in the side tab here, I have the ability to invoke it. And so what I'll just quickly invoke it here, and you can see the results say, hello, Dev Show. So it was actually able to read that out of that cell from this little remote process. Now, so hopefully you're starting to see how this is a powerful debugging tool, but where this really shines is when we start introducing some of those other types of clients. So this to me, if I was wanting to debug something in the Win32 client or maybe the browser, I just use Visual Studio. This Vorlon really doesn't do a whole lot for me there. But let's introduce something like maybe a Mac client. So a Mac client would be a little bit more challenging to try to debug, but Vorlon does a really good job of it. So I have a second application here that I've just quickly created. This happens to be a mail add-in. And in this case, I've actually deployed Vorlon.js out to a site in Azure. So I just spun it up on a quick Azure website, and I have it out on officevorlon.azurewebsites.net. So if I go to that site here really quickly, go back to my browser, you'll see it's kind of the exact same experience. It's just a published version of what we were looking at in localhost. But where this gets cool now is because it's public, any of my add-ins, wherever they might be deployed, I can use this as a tool to debug what's going on. So let me jump over to my inbox, which is always a scary process, but we'll go to a demo one here. And I have a bunch of add-ins that are in my mailbox, but the one I'm going to go to is this Vorlin.js sample. And actually, just to make this a little bit easier, let me actually use Vorlin that's here, and we'll tile these side by side so you can actually, again, see the power of these running side by side. That's probably, there we go. So I'll go ahead and invoke this add-in. So I'll click on the Vorlin sample. And what you should see here in just a moment in our client, and maybe our client was a little bit stale. Let's just reset the dashboard here and do this again. There we go. So you can see over in our debug window, I can see that there's a Macintosh that's actually that's connected here. And again, I can do things like if I had multiple clients, especially if this was something that I had published publicly, I could go and say identify client. And you can see that it goes and gives us, this is client zero in the add-in. It actually kind of does that layover of the number that the client is doing. But you know, here, I could actually do this from a completely other machine altogether. So if I go back to my virtual machine, you can see that I have the exact same experience here. I can see that I have a Macintosh that's connected. If I wanted to manipulate the DOM, again, I have the ability of doing that here. I can simply expand maybe the body of this and be able to manipulate all of that. Looks like that one's running slow here. We'll go back over here and do it on this main window. So I can manipulate the DOM, but the great thing is I do have that Office add-in extension to Vorlin, and now I can start debugging kind of the full object model that I get with Office.js. So I can go through here and look at all of the properties that come back with this. And so this happens to be a mail add-in. So I'm gonna get a lot of information about the actual mail item that it's related to, the senders, the subjects, all of that information I can come through here and debug and be able to see what's going on. So hopefully this shows you that, you know, even though I might not be a developer that uses Visual Studio, we're doing a lot to give you a really great experience, not only building apps with things like the Yeoman generator, but also debugging your add-ins with things like Vorlin.js. So definitely check out the show notes. We'll make sure that we have both the links to the GitHub repo, but also some instructions on how to get the Office add-in extension or plugin set up, and happy coding.